Percy was going to take his two kids to China. I just want to be sure that we haven't put in Percy's name.
We haven't. Well, you know, I don't know what state it. But
you say I want to know Joe and I. I consider a personal client.
What did they they think that they have.
Well, it's too fast. I got a way to tell the fact that they saw Benton so high, they tell me, pre-creation, former creation, out of the things out here. So, and discuss the heat.
Discuss?
Heat.
Yeah.
And express concern about having to store across the storage without personal hurt on the heat. Which, of course, I discussed with each other. Homeowners has a whole lot of that. I mean, this side just really shows people go about 2-1 and say, they always do.
So it's going to be a tough battle. Of course, they may take us off the hook by keeping, by violating the agreement.
Yeah.
One
lot can't hold you that side.
Well, we're farming the hell out of it now, but.
Too late.
We have to pull that ambassador out. Because our bureaucracy, what they did to us, I found again that son of a bitch in Cambodia. Neither, we never knew about it, and Helms never told us about it. I told Schlesinger today, it is no excuse that you're obeying an ambassador's orders if it's against what you think is the best interest then.
Frank, I'm out of there in about 48 hours. I believe we're going to get out of there.
Now, another thing, Mr. President, is bombing the Ho Chi Minh Trail. I'm sending in a paper to you. There's no doubt that they're massively infiltrating now. Now, we can say, and we shouldn't do anything until this next tranche is out.
Yes.
The argument then, the question is, do we bomb before the very last group is out, or do we bomb right after the last one is out? Because the argument against bombing before everyone is out is obvious. We might give them a pretext to hope for nothing. On the other hand, the argument for it is, they will have to decide the risk of starting the big offensive in November. And the more we can do something that shows that you do the unpredictable, the unexpected, the more it tends to help us when these paranoids have to make a decision. I don't believe you'd run the risk that they hold up the last release, I have to be honest. I don't believe they'll do it because they'll be afraid you'll start bombing North Vietnam. And we have now built a long record of massive violations on their part. So I must say, I lean towards the 48 hours.
Let me ask you, though, about the bombing. About the violations. Say, Ken, you can see what I meant this morning. They're really running around there now. There's no effort being made at all to reach a ceasefire in Ken Wood on that part, is there?
No.
However, all of them withdraw their forces.
Well, in Cambodia, the situation is very confused because the government is so weak. I'm not sure that it's their forces who are doing the fighting. In fact, I'm rather sure it's not their forces who are doing the fighting. It's mostly the Khmer Rouge. And they don't have total control over it. In Laos, so there's no public excuse.
In Laos,
they're supposed to be out within 60 days after March 23rd, if they fulfill the political conditions of March. On March 23rd, a new government should be formed, unless they've also dragged their feet. So we may, in fact, be taking off the economic aid hook. On the other hand, for some reason, they're sufficiently interested in it that it does give us a lot of leverage on it.
Actually, let's face it, Henry. We will not ask for aid if their troops are still in Laos.
I could not. And if they're still infiltrating massively.
Now, how about their troops still in Cambodia?
Well, we'd have to see just what the status of their troops is. Right now, we think they only have 3,500 troops in Cambodia. Well, because they're shifting them back into South Vietnam. It's a more amorphous situation. Their troops are not the determining feature now. And even about their infiltration, you could say, Mr. President, that what they're doing now is to infiltrate until our prisoners are out in Mensa, because they figure you will not hit them while our prisoners are there. My instinct is, Mr. President, not now. These 48 hours won't be decisive, or even shorter. But they do show, when they make their next decision next December, that you're just too dangerous to tackle. And if we can get to pass next November, next year it's much better.
Yeah.
In 74, I would recommend to you in November, before that we should start bombing into China, I'm not sure. In the space of a